let's start out by thinking about a few prices. There's lots of deals available today. Everything in the world is bought and sold. But what has true value? What would you be willing to give to live it up? Would you trade your eyes for $1 million? How about your feet? If your feet were the price for your dream vacation, would you make the deal? Most of us would agree that there are some things that don't have a price tag. If there were a place of eternal judgment and torment because of sin, how much would you pay to escape that place? The Bible is God's message to us, and it tells us that we each have an eternal soul. This soul can be defined as your unseen or your immaterial life. It is the real you that exists forever after your body is gone. In Matthew 16:26, Jesus Christ asks the question, "What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?" Hopefully, as you hear this, your response is anything. My soul is priceless. There is no way I would give up my own soul. We may say this, and we may even believe it. But if we really value our eternal souls, we should listen to what God has to say. Have you actually looked at what the Bible says about the future of your soul? The Bible makes it clear that you can know where you will go when you die. This is absolutely true. You can know at this moment with confidence whether you're on your way to heaven or on your way to hell. Not only can we know where we will spend eternity, but our wonderful God tells us in the Bible how we can have 5 of our deepest needs fulfilled during our lives on this earth. If you're trying to find fulfillment without God, you'll always want more. There was a king in Israel once whose name was Solomon. Solomon had incredible possessions. He had 700 wives. He passed all the kings of the earth in wisdom and wealth. In Solomon's kingdom, silver was like the rocks that you see on the ground. But when he grew old, he said it was all vanity and grasping for the wind. How could this be possible? He had money. He had love. He had all the women he could possibly want. He had pleasure and laughter. He was popular. He had everything this world has to offer, and he wasn't satisfied. The same principle remains true today. Even if you gain the whole world, you'll never be satisfied. The Bible tells how we can truly find fulfillment for our souls. Let's think about 5 things that everyone needs to be truly fulfilled. These 5 needs are inner peace, a way to make sense of your troubles, unconditional love, the secret to true happiness, and a certain hope beyond the grave. Number 1, inner peace. The world is full of conflict. People make mistakes, get prideful and selfish, and they hurt each other. You'll never find true peace in the things of this world. Jesus Christ is the only way that we can have inner peace. He has made perfect peace available in the face of the biggest conflict ever facing mankind, the conflict with God. Every single person in the world has disobeyed God. The Bible describes this as sin. Our sin, according to God, made us enemies with Him. So He sent the perfect diplomat, Jesus Christ. This diplomat, however, had a very costly treaty to implement. The treaty required the life of the diplomat. It required blood as proof. Blood was necessary because God's consequence for sin is death. If blood hadn't been shed, your sin could never have been taken away. Only one source could satisfy the term of this treaty. This source was Jesus Christ. Only Jesus Christ could satisfy God. He alone is perfect and holy. He was the perfect ransom because he is one with God. Christ is God. He came in love for mankind, but was received in hatred. He was spat on, beaten, mocked, forsaken, and his own blood was shed as he was crucified on a Roman cross. Jesus Christ made peace through the precious blood of his cross. Without him, you can never experience this inner peace. To have this peace means to know that you are right with God and will spend eternity in heaven. It is the most important peace that a person can ever have. It is peace with God. This is true inner and abiding peace. Number two, a way to make sense of your troubles. Surrounding us, we have the potential for a life full of beauty. But mixed with that, there's grief, broken hearts, pain and suffering, and sorrow. Many people respond to this trouble by ignoring it all. We aren't always the people that everyone thinks we are when they see us each day. We let one day after another go by wearing a mask to hide the emptiness and the pain that lies deep within. But this doesn't take away our troubles. Trouble and pain can be very hard to understand. It's been said that pain is a question mark turned like a fish hook in the human heart. We can never be set free from this pain by any worldly solution. Once again, God offers us the solution. Only through the Lord Jesus Christ can we make sense of our troubles. When we read the Bible, we can sort things out. Suffering entered the world when the first man disobeyed God. Every single person throughout history, with the exception of Jesus Christ, has continued in this disobedience. The consequence of this sin was the entrance of death into the world. Along with this death comes the pain and the suffering that we experience. Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died to deliver you. In Isaiah 53, the Bible tells us that he carried our griefs and our sorrows. God wants to take away the pain of your soul if you choose to let it go. Jesus Christ is telling you, "Come to me if you labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." When a person is saved, they will still have trouble in this world, but God uses the trouble for their good, and he helps them to grow. Jesus Christ can show us the way to make sense of our troubles. Number three, unconditional love. We all need love, but the love that is found in this world is a conditional love. People love each other for what they can get out of each other. If our love is selfish, we can't find full satisfaction from each other. What we need is the unconditional love that is found only in Jesus Christ. God's word tells about how this is offered in John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life." You can put your own name in this verse. God so loved you that he gave Jesus Christ. He gave his Son to die in your place, so that your sins could be paid for. The Lord Jesus Christ, who is God the Son, loved you so much that he suffered uncomprehendable agonies to pay for your sin. This is true unconditional love. If you believe in him, if you trust Jesus Christ that he died in your place and paid for all your sins, you will not perish, but will have everlasting life. God's word defines everlasting life for us in John 17. "This is everlasting life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, who you sent." Do you know Jesus Christ? We don't receive this relationship by making the first move. We respond to what he has already done. We didn't love God first. He loved us first and proved it by sending Jesus Christ to take away our sins. This is the unconditional love that God is offering you. Number four, the secret to true happiness. Where do you look for happiness? Do you avoid God because you're afraid that He'll take away what you think is fun? Are you holding on to lust, drunkenness, bitterness, or other sins rather than believing on the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you rejecting the true happiness that He has for you? Some people are afraid of what they'll have to give up to receive God's forgiveness. Eternal death is what you give up when you come to Jesus. If you live life for yourself, you will get depressed and will never be satisfied. But if you turn from your sins and look to Christ, you will experience the joy of getting to know God Himself. There is no good thing that He holds back from true believers. Christians do still suffer, but the source of the sorrow has been dealt with. There is a coming day when pain will be completely gone for those who have Christ. If you've received the salvation of Jesus Christ, He will give you every reason to consistently rejoice. It isn't just a shallow pleasure. It is true happiness that Jesus Christ is offering you. Number 5, a certain hope beyond the grave. Are you truly aware of the death that surrounds us? In February of 2010, there were about 220,000 people identified as dead from the earthquake in Haiti. Just days later, a massive 8.8 magnitude earthquake hit Chile. This earthquake was about 1,000 times more powerful than the one that struck Haiti. It was felt as far away as Japan and Argentina. Aside from news events, we constantly are seeing aging and death. Thousands of people die unexpectedly every day. You or I could be next. What will it take for us to realize that the things that we see are temporary? The things that we don't see last forever. Sadly, there are many people who choose to live for the temporary sins and pleasures of this world. You can live for yourself and disobey God your whole life, but it doesn't change a thing. Our life in this world is very short. Suddenly, we'll be faced with a whole new reality. After death, sinners will face God's judgment. God's word speaks very clearly about the consequences to sin. There is a place of judgment called the Lake of Fire. It is a place of eternal torment and outer darkness. Hell is real. It is where sinners like you and I deserve to go. But God doesn't want us to go there. He proved that 2,000 years ago. Jesus Christ bore our sins in His own body on the cross. We can be saved because He died to pay the penalty for our sin. If you choose to reject Jesus Christ, you are, in essence, sending yourself to the lake of fire. God is waiting for you to repent. This means to change your mind, to turn away from sin and start following Jesus. When we confess our sins to God and trust in Christ, He promises to forgive and to cleanse us. Because of the fact that Jesus Christ took your sin and judgment on Himself, you can be justified. This means that God, who is the ultimate judge, declares you to be righteous once and forever. Rather than seeing your sin, He sees the perfection of Jesus Christ. Christians still might make mistakes, but when they were saved, God started changing them. He gives them the example of Christ. His perfection has earned for us the opportunity to receive everlasting life. He died in your place so that your soul could be with Him in heaven when your body dies. This is something we can know and be sure of. He came to give us hope beyond the grave. All 5 of these needs are in the Bible, in Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5 and verse 1, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." There's the inner peace. verse 2, by whom we also have access into this grace in which we stand and rejoice, there's the secret to true happiness, in hope of the glory of God. And now we can see the certain hope beyond the grave. So we can rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And verse 3, and not only so, but we glory in troubles, knowing that troubles work out patience. And here's the way to make sense of our troubles. Verse 4, and patience experience, and experience hope. And this hope does not make ashamed, because the love of God, and this is the unconditional love, the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which was given to us. Verse 6, for when we were still without strength, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. And so we have all five. Inner peace, a way to make sense of your troubles, unconditional love, the secret to true happiness, and a certain hope beyond the grave. They will never be found anywhere outside of Jesus Christ. In Luke 16, Christ tells the story of a man who made a good living. He was saving up so that he would have extra. His plan was to eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, "Fool! This night your soul will be required of you. What's going to happen to what you have when it's time to die?" But the Bible tells the story of another man who had come to the end of himself. He was about to commit suicide, and some of the followers of Jesus Christ called out to him to stop. He knew his soul was in need, and he asked, "What must I do to be saved?" They told him the simple truth that God is now offering to you. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. God won't make you believe. He won't force you into heaven. He wants to save your soul, but that is a decision that you have to make. Are you ready to let go of this world? Have you believed on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you decided to gain your soul through Him?